Hello and welcome to the DiMartini Show. This is the podcast for people who love personal development and who have a spiritual and growth mindset as well as an interest in metaphysics. If constant progress is one of the most important measures of your life, if you love to learn and grow and doing something that makes a difference is what drives you, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DiMartini. He is a human behavior expert with over 47 years of research into human behavior and performance, and you'll be able to apply what you learn in all of these episodes to gain a significant advantage in all the areas of your life. Before we get started, if you're new to the show, then make sure that you click the subscribe button now, because that way we'll be able to notify you each time we load new episodes each week. If after listening to this episode, you love what you've learned, then we ask you to please do us a favor and leave us a review. Also, help us help others by sharing this podcast with people in your network who you know would absolutely love to have the opportunity to learn this content too. So each week on the show, we address a new topic relating to human behavior. And in this episode, we take a look at the second in the three-part series of Achieving True Goals. With the year coming to a close, it's the perfect time to stop and reflect on the year you've just had, the goals that you managed to achieve, the ones that you didn't, and what you can do going forward to ensure that you're able to set and achieve even bigger goals in the new year. In part two of this three-part series, Dr. DiMartini will help you clarify if your goals are truly important to you. You'll also discover the importance of holding yourself accountable with deadlines, planning, timing, and metrics. Get ready to expand your mind with this week's episode, part two of Achieving True Goals. Enjoy.
A goal is something that you've anticipated what could go with foresight. You're not waiting for trial and error and, oh, I wasn't prepared for that, and then slammed by it, and then unprepared and then react. They're acting and proactive. And I think that that's something that you really, really, really love to do something. That's one of the reasons I've been master planning and laying out plans for my life. I have a massive plan book. It's literally thousands of pages. It's 4,000 something, almost 500 pages now. And it's basically all the things that I set out to do starting back in 1972. And I've been building this planning book all along. And I think about, what is it I want? What are the things that I would love to see? Day by day, I document and I put things in it. I'm a firm believer in updating it that way. I do it daily. And I document what I've accomplished and I put it in metric and what I haven't accomplished. And that gives me feedback at the end of the day, you know. Are the goals that I've set out, is there any indication of it? Is there no indication of it, then I need to readjust what I'm strategizing to get it, or I need to let it go. It's a fantasy. I need to dump the thing. It's not obviously high enough on my values to pursue. But most of the goals, great 90% of them, are happening. Some of them I've had to delegate and get other people to do. Some are things that I've had to metric and move forward on. Some are taking much longer. And I realize if you're going to set a goal, it's actually wise to set a goal and look at the date you set it, the date you want it accomplished, and then look actually on the date you achieved it. If you find out that all the goals that you've set out for were achieved sooner than what you thought, you're underestimating your capacity and getting things done faster. And if it's taking much longer, that means you're probably manic when you wrote it and a little more optimistic, and you probably didn't think of the contingency plans, and you probably didn't have it the highest on your value. You had other things that kept coming up. They were taking up time and space in your mind. So by metricing it and by looking back and finding out when it's actually achieved versus the date you're planning on it being achieved, you can get a better idea and set real goals in real times that have real plans. And I'm a firm believer that is way more brilliant. That's why I take the time. You know, I'm amazed at how many people say they want to do things and they don't take the time to plan. They plan a vacation more than they plan their life. And I think that that's a bit crazy. The people, they've proven that in studies that people do plan, and they plan things that are really valuable to them, that are really objectively planned, they get more done. I mean, on the Brooklyn Bridge, the Great China Wall, anything that's massive that's been done that's amazing had planning. And they had foresight. And they didn't just leave it to whims and just kind of go ad hoc. You know, there's many things that do, you know, occur spontaneously ad hoc, and they get done. I'm not saying they don't, but at the same time, you get way more done if you actually think things through and make sure things are really meaningful to you. You know, if I ask people if they set a goal, I said, well, what's the evidence? And it really confronts them. They don't want to sometimes even look at it. But what's the, are you spontaneously doing this every day? Is there evidence that you're making progress on it? Is this something you're really committed to? Or is this just a fantasy? And, you know, that people want to hold on to their fantasy sometimes because of a nice dopamine rush they get and their serotonin feeling they get. But if it doesn't come true, what good is it? You know, getting a high like that and then having a letdown. You know, I had a great mentor, Monty Pendleton, and I don't see him every month. I may see him only once a year or twice a year. But the gentleman really asked and put something in my mind about almost 30 years ago. We used to go to lunch at that time more regularly because I was in Houston more. And he's in his 90s today. He's one of the most amazing men that I've met in my life. He's one of the Silver Fox advisors. George Bush Sr. was also one of them in the same group. And he's the one that created the Sun Company. And it's an international company that when you look out of a window, you can see out. But looking in, it has a mirror image or a colored image. He's the one that invented that. And he used to take lunch and he said, John, I have a list of your goals. What's the status? And every year he'd take me out and says, what's the status of the goals? Are these real goals or these fantasies that you wrote down and already forgot about them? And that was really helpful. It made me kind of accountable. If you don't have somebody holding you accountable on the goals and you're not holding yourself accountable, then the probability of some of those things fading and probably dismissing and they're just whims are very high. But what he did is he kept them. The goal, he said, well, I'm going to see your goals. I did the same thing with Mark Victor Hansen 34 years ago. And we used to exchange goals on a regular basis. And then we'd sit down and have a meeting. We'd go, okay, what's the status of this one? What's the status of this one? What's the status of this one? And it's like, it would be humbling at times. I was in a mastermind group in Houston, Texas many years ago, which is where I met Monty. And the only way to stay in the group was to get done what you committed to weekly. So at the end of the meeting, everybody had to present what they were committed to get done between now and next week. And if you didn't get it done, you're out. Extreme high accountability. So that would make you really go, okay, what am I really going to be committed to this week? And what am I not going to let myself down on? And that was amazing to hold yourself accountable. And then you would go back when you know you had accountability like that, you'd know, what am I really going to do here? If I don't get it done, I'm out. And I don't want to be out of this group. This is a very powerful group. I mean, that mastermind group was some of the most movers, shakers that I'd known in Houston at the time. Very successful individuals and very high achieving. And you didn't want to be out of that group. So you set what you were going to do, and then you went out and did it. So having accountability and having some mentor around you, some coach, if you will, can help. Or having some sort of a pre-planned regiment of accountabilities and checklist to make sure you're getting things done can help. But you don't want to set something that's not high in your values. You don't want to set something that's one-sided. You don't want to set something that hasn't been chunked down. You don't want to set something that hasn't been pre-planned and with objectives and mitigated the risks and obstacles. And if you haven't asked, what are the obstacles? You know, I have in one of the seven questions that you want to ask yourself every day, what is it I would absolutely love to do in life? How do I get handsomely paid to do it? Because if you're not getting paid to do it, your vacation, vocation aren't the same. What are the highest priority action steps I can do today to make it happen? What obstacles might I run into? How do I solve them in advance? What worked and what didn't work today? How did I do it? How can I do it more effectively and efficiently from the feedback from what worked and what didn't work? And how did whatever happened today, how's it helping me get there? How's it helped me achieve this goal? Those seven questions are very powerful. I'm going to say them again. What is it I would absolutely love to do? What is it? What is my life demonstrating that I'd absolutely love to do? See, I love traveling the world teaching. I demonstrate that. I don't let myself down on that. I get that done every day. I did another 300 speeches plus this year. And I don't let myself down on that. So that's obviously valuable to me. It's obviously something I'm willing to embrace the pain and pleasure in the pursuit of. And I have metrics on it. So you want to make sure that it's something that's truly valuable to you, not just a fantasy, but really something that you love to do. And your life is demonstrating evidence that you're moving towards it. Then what is it that, what are they, the way to get paid for it. How do I get handsomely, beautifully paid to do it? Don't ask, how do I afford to do it? How do I get paid to do it? That's a very powerful. How do I get paid to do the next action step in my business? How do I get paid to do that next tour? How do I get paid to go and get educated at? Whatever it is you would love to do, how do you get paid to do it? What are the action steps that will help you make that happen? The highest priority actions. Anytime you're doing the highest priority actions, the ABCs, you grow in self-worth. Anytime you're doing lower priorities, you grow, you devalue your worth. You go down in worth. So make sure that you're going after something that's really important to you, extremely important to you, and you won't let yourself down. You won't have a fantasy. You won't, you'll plan. Your executive center comes online. When the second you see something that's really important to you, you see it in a vision and you can go and do it. Any detail that you've left out of your vision that hasn't been planned usually becomes an obstacle. So I can't imagine some greatness or anything that's really highly important achieved that didn't have a plan. And so that's why I do master planning every year. That's why I do master planning for myself every day. I've probably done more planning than anybody I've ever met in my life. In the sense of thing, I have a director that also works with me, Clarissa. She's a very detailed, foresighting, planning person, preparing. That's why she gets a lot done. But if you go and you do something that is very, very high in your priorities, and you foreplan it like that and foresight it, you are leading yourself as a human, not an animal. An animal learns by trial and error only, and has to go and get smacked by the predator that's unexpected. But if you go and do that, and you then go and look, what obstacles what can I run into and how do I solve in advance? What worked, what didn't work today? How do I do it more effectively tomorrow? And how do I get handsomely paid to do it? And how did, no matter what happened, how is it going to help me get there? These are very powerful action steps you can do every day. If you write those down and put them on a mirror and put them in your bathroom every day and read those every day, I assure you, you're going to get more done and less fantasies.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at the Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
Again, a fantasy is a one-sided outcome, something that's not linked to your highest value, something that hasn't been chunked down into small bites, broken down into some manageable bites, something that hasn't been built momentum, something that you're not necessarily wanting to metric. You know, when people love doing their work and are inspired and engaged at work, they love to be measured. When people aren't inspired by what they do and it's low in their values, they don't like to be measured. A sign that you really have a goal is you love measuring the outcome and you're seeing, okay, how far did I get today towards that goal? You have a bar graph or some sort of a metric on it on a daily basis. And I love doing that. I love keeping records of all the media and the radio and the television, the media, how many people we're reaching. We're reaching millions and millions of people that way. And it's very inspiring. So it's fun to metric it, to see the progress you're making. The same thing with income and economics. When I set financial goals instead of fantasies, I want a metric. I had a lady that came up to me just the other day, and she says, well, I have a very high value on wealth building. I said, really? I said, how's the wealth doing? What's your net worth at this point? And she said, well, I haven't gotten to save anything yet, but I have a high value. I'm studying about it. I'm reading about it. I said, but are you actually saving and investing money? She goes, not yet. I can't get around to it. I keep having unexpected bills and things are keep happening like that right now. I said, well, it sounds like you have a value on learning about wealth, not building wealth. And she just looked at me and stared at me for a second. And she goes, whoa, is it possible that I could actually have a value on learning about it and not actually building it? I said, absolutely. Many people have goals that are their life demonstrates that they love learning about it, but they're not doing anything about it. And she goes, wow, I think that's real for me. I think that's what's happening. I said, if you don't have a structure, a strategy, a plan, and you're not implementing it, and you're not metricing it, and you're not making progress on it, and you're not growing wealth on a daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly basis, you're not committed to it. It's a fantasy, probably. She goes, wow, I think I just realized the difference between a fantasy and a goal. And I said, exactly. So if you don't have evidence, you know, that's the most important thing. That's just, when I would go and do value determination, I want to look at what has evidence. What are you seeing and visualizing that has evidence? What are you thinking about that has evidence? What are you talking about that has evidence? If there's no evidence, there's no reality to it. And if you're not measuring that evidence, you're not committed to something. So a real goal is basically that would be really important that way. So if you're setting goals that have no evidence, no history, nothing in that direction, you're probably setting up a fantasy. And you're not going to get as far setting up fantasies. Fantasies create nightmares. Fantasies create phobias. Fantasies make you leave yourself vulnerable because you're basically looking at only the positive and getting a dopamine, get a serotonin high, and you're not prepared. And then you get slammed, and then you get the nightmares and distractions. And then you want to go, you associate that with the fantasy, and you go, oh, it must not be meant to be. I remember speaking at a church one time, and a lady came up to me, and she says, well, I tried to get wealthy, but it just, no matter what I did, something always came up and I always had to pay bills and I had to pay other people. And she didn't know that she didn't have a value on wealth building. She didn't know that she had a fantasy. And she was thinking, well, it must not be meant to be. If God wanted me to be rich, it would make me rich. You know, and that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's delusional. You know, I think that if you want to build something, if you really want something to happen, stack up enough reasons for doing it, and you'll increase the probability of doing it. When the why is big enough, the house take care of themselves. If you got a big enough reason for doing something, you'll do it. I got a big enough reason to travel the world and teach. I'm doing it. If I didn't have a big enough reason to do it, I wouldn't do it. If you have a goal, if you have a big enough reason to do it, you will see evidence of it manifesting, and you will achieve it. And you will probably upgrade it and expand it and achieve more as you go. That's a sign that it's really important to you. You're pursuing it, you're achieving it, you're expanding it, and you're achieving secondary and tertiary goals on top of that that are associated with it. That's a sign of a real goal, not a fantasy. And breaking through fantasies is breaking through things that aren't important to you, that aren't chunked down, that are one-sided, that you got because you're envious of somebody else and you feel like you got to have it. If you hear yourself saying, I should, I ought to, I'm supposed to, I got to, I have to, I must do this goal, it's not yours. If you're not inspired by it, you don't love doing it, you're not spontaneously doing it, you're not making effort on it, you're not measuring it, it's not really important to you. And you got to face that. Quit pursuing fantasies that make you feel like you're sabotaging. Why am I not doing it? What's wrong with me? You're designed to beat yourself up when you set a goal that's not yours. I'd rather have fewer goals that are really, really important to me than a pile of goals that aren't. And I did. In my 20s, I was just stacking up on the Jack Bullen list. I had way more goals than were humanly possible. I was beating myself up because I wasn't getting them done. I had goal overrun. I felt like it wasn't getting done. And it wasn't until I really hit about 30 when I did a presentation for Mary Kay and Mary Kay Cosmetics. And she says, write down the 6 or 7 highest priority actions that day that can get them done on the dreams that you have. And don't stack them up and overwhelm yourself. And then have, at the end of the day, a feeling like, I never can get this list done. Just get the highest priority ones, the most important ones done. And every day, do the highest priority. If you ask yourself, what is the highest priority action I can be doing right now to fulfill the most important thing in my life? And go and do that. And make sure it's a chunk down daily action so you can get it done that day. And then once that's done, if it takes you 5 hours, what is the next highest priority action step I can be doing right now that I could get done this day and chunk it into small bites? And if you're really committed to it, you'll get yourself into action on it. You'll do it and you'll get amazing things done that way. And what's the next highest priority thing I can do? If you go to Gary Keller wrote The One Thing, the book, and that's a great little book on the one thing you can do. I've been doing 6 or 7, but you can do the one thing and you probably get even more done. but you want to prioritize it, make sure it's really important to you. So if you find that at the end of a year, there's been nothing done on a goal, 5 years, you've done nothing on it, time to reassess. I mean, I wouldn't even go that long, 6 months. If you haven't got anything done on that goal, either the goal needs to be delegated, it needs to be tossed, it's not really prioritized, or you need to strategize it and break it down into small enough bites. But if you're really serious about something, you'll get it done. That's why I say, start with what you know and let what you know grow. Start with the goals that are absolutely sincerely evident that you're going to make happen. I read. I do a lot of studying. I read every day. And I'm constantly wanting to fill my mind with new ideas. I'm constantly wanting to share those ideas with people. I love traveling. If I look at what my life demonstrates and I set goals that are in that area, I usually get the most done. But if I set up a fantasy about something that's out peripherally, it's outside my core competence, outside what I have any evidence of demonstrating, I usually go up and it's just a whim and it's temporary. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't expand into that, but I usually find if it's somehow an emerging value and I stack up enough reasons for doing it, then I study about it, I want to learn about it, I want to mentor under it, I want to interact with it, I'm showing evidence in my value system that it's important. By doing that, you get more done. So if you want to have something go up on a value, stack up general benefits that it'll rise up in values. You know, in the master planning program, I have 2,000 questions I ask people to help them bring out of them things they would never even know to ask themselves, to help them get clear about what it is that they want, to help them actually focus on it, and to make sure that they've chunked it down in small enough bites, and to make sure that it's aligned to the values and it's objective. And it even has contingency plans and what could go wrong and how do I solve it? What could go wrong and how can I solve it? If you're not taking the time to think it through like that, you're probably going after some whims. So at the end of the year, you just got to measure what you set out to do. And then you got to look at what you actually did. If it's a very low rate, you're setting fantasies and you're self-defeating and you're beating yourself up in the process. But if you're setting it up and you're achieving it and you're getting it done, I remember a gentleman named Rusty that was at my master planning program a few years ago in Houston, Texas. And he was very methodical and very diligent in his planning. And I was impressed by his detail. Not everybody did it as detailed as he was, but he was really detailed. And the following year, he came back. He's been to master planning, I think, 8 times doing things. He's running a major company now. And he basically... He came back and he found out that the very goals that he set the year before, when his accountant sent the numbers on the beginning of the year from that previous year, the numbers matched. I mean, he was that diligent and detailed. I can't say and claim that every time for me. Some of them matched, but not like this. They were exact matches. That means he had read that goal. It was so important to him. He had read that goal on a regular basis. He focused on that goal. He refined himself along the year towards that goal. He got the goal. And that's rewarding, to set out for something and achieve something that's extremely meaningful, that's inspiring, that's high in your values, that's objective, that you're metricing and you're following and you're getting it done. It's not the end, you know, it's not the achievement of the goal. It's also the journey along that way of metricing and watching it and unfolding it. You know, that's... You know, I keep records, as I said, of every different talk I do, and I total them up. And I broke 312. I think we got 5 more. So, well, this makes one now, but then there's 5 more to go before the end of the year. So I'm going to have, I broke the 300 mark again. I set that goal. I beat that thing again. But it's basically an objective you set out for. I set out for, at the beginning of the year, I write down all the number of breakthroughs I want to do, prophecies of program, all the programs that I'm doing, master planning, something else. We map it all out, and then I work on it. We schedule it. We organize it. We make it happen. We have a goal on how many people attend and how many and the revenue that's generated. And I mean, I take that every year. I'm about to go on my ship in a few days, and when I do, I map out for the following year what I want. I master plan that out, and then I metric it throughout the year. And sometimes I get things I didn't anticipate, and I can add to it. Sometimes I need to step it up and. As I'm going along, I'm realizing I'm falling behind on something. I need to step it up. But I now can monitor it because I'm metricing it. So again, if you really want something, a real goal and not a fantasy, these are the character traits. Objective, clear vision, handling objections, mitigating risks, metricing it down, chunking it down, small bites, daily actions, and you show evidence of it, and it inspires you. And you, when you write it, it gives you a tear in the eye, because that's when it's meaningful. If it brings a tear to your eye when you write it, it's meaningful. And you map it out, you can see it in your mind's eye, and you can't, when you write something that's really true, you'll feel that it's impossible for you not to not to accomplish. You'll feel it's destined. You'll see it in your mind's eye. You'll be inspired by it. You'll have energy, and you'll want to go and do it. And you don't procrastinate. You don't hesitate. You don't frustrate. You just go do it. That's a sign you have a real goal. And if you don't have those, you probably have a fantasy. And you're probably going to beat yourself up and miss out on the magnificence of some of the things that you can achieve.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.